preview.
How about the Marlins, Mr. Winker?
We predicted the future.
We did.
Beat those bums.
Yeah, that guy, Riley Smith, he, as I said, sucks. And he showed it last night.
But everything, it was funny. It's funny. I always wish we could get like a Diamondsback fan, like the opposing team's fan on, because there was some.
Do they exist?
It looked like, you know, like a high school game. Like that one sequence where, I can't remember, they threw it over two players' heads. It was awesome.
Bad News Bears, dude.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Walter, what was his name? Mathau. He would have been screaming.
Aguilar was huffing and puffing the third, remember? And then they threw it over his head.
Yeah.
They threw it over the guy's head.
But he has a rep of power. So
he's and then he ran to home. He's just laughing. Like he's laughing so hard as he's like, I cannot believe I'm scoring on
this. This is some awesome stuff. Yeah. But hey, how about there's a couple really awesome things. Brian Anderson, first at bat off the IL, hits a 3-run blast. Brinson later on. But I think, and now because.
Was that the best game Brinson's ever played?
Ever. Weenie Wednesday, sponsored, brought to you by our friends at Our Betters on Bird Road. And what's the cross street?
I wish, like 80th. I wish I had fact checker, please check. We can give the exact address.
She's too busy eating the fries from Our Betters right now.
If I had Brinson's address, I would drop off to the, I'm sure there's a bellman there. Yeah. And I would be dropping off a sack of hot dogs because he was more than just a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I was actually going to say no.
Really?
I was going to – let's go with the weenie first. And I think that's obvious because our show yesterday, Tony Bosch, about the suspension. So, obviously, the weenie has to be Paul Campbell. And
I hope Paul gets the help, gets his
whatever
head on
he needs
straight.
To, yeah, and then get back in the
game. But I got to say something. It was interesting for those who didn't watch. You know, it was very insightful. To hear Tony, like it would be like me as a lawyer, like you ask me.
Yeah, while you're doing that, I want to see what's in this arbitration.
You ask him, it'd be like me asking a lawyer, like is the guy guilty of the crime? And the guy, and Tony gives it straight, right? And Tony's verdict was guilty as charged.
Crowd dog.
So here we
go. It's like a mystery package you open up at Christmas. Ooh, this is the chili cheese dog.
Our Betters was packed.
Oh, the place is
doing great.
It smells like 2000.
Last week,
every minute.
When we did Our Betters, they were, a lot of people commented that it is likely, Denise, the best fries in town. People love the crispy fries.
Best fries in town?
Well, it may be up for the running. Like people, when they see this, they comment. Pictures of us eating hot dogs, and that's one of many people are arguing the best fries in town.
I can believe that.
So, but yeah, last night's game, incredible. Loved it.
The top dog. This is too much right now. The top dog has to be Richard Blyer coming in after Bass dumped. Again, bases loaded. Yep. And now listen, here's the thing about this guy. In 180 plus games, he's only struck out the side one time last night.
That was amazing.
It was
awesome. But I think I'd say something. And then I was texting you at the end when we brought in our Simber Sidewinder.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, this is our closer. And I was very suspicious, right? I was very, what did I say? I was very skeptical. And he came in, and it's so funny, like watching, like he sails in that first sidearm at like 84 miles an hour,
scaring no one.
And he closed us out, brother.
I like that kid, but you know what? I think I read the a little bit of the interview that Blyer did. He said, "Look, there was no pressure on me. Their expectations of what? I'm coming in with no outs, bases loaded." Yeah. But the interesting thing in the article that Christina DiNicola wrote was that the other team, their manager, wasn't expecting Blyer, and it caught him off guard.
Yeah.
So it took him a little while to get back in the groove. But, man, a really solid win. We needed that bad.
Well, and here's what I was going to say. But it was a solid win. I was going to give the whole team a hot dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot dog award because – it is this, you know, it's like old, we talk about old school Hurricanes football. They came on, it was like a pit bull, and they don't stop until the 60 minutes is over. And it doesn't matter if they're up 70 to nothing, they're kicking your butt. And the Marlins never let up. I just felt like it's like they were like, let's go, like more runs, more runs, more runs.
Right, right. And well, I mean, until Bass let them back in and let them tie the game. But
that's how you overcome those mistakes, right? I mean, that's being a teammate. It's like, listen, you know, you can see him in the locker room. They're like, you know, you can thank me later for like the 5-run cushion I gave you.
Yeah.
You know, if you throw up those meatballs, you know, like that's what makes this team work. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we gave our pitchers some breathing room.
Yeah, and Sandy performs so much better when he's got a little run support. That's all he needed. But he pitched into the sixth.
Listen, one of the things that, you know, we're kind of finding what this team's about, and one of my takeaways is, you know, in sports, you know, you can go really far. We've seen this with some of the Heat teams. You beat the teams you should beat. Mm-hmm. You lose to the teams you should lose to. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you find yourself in a pretty good place if you just do that.
Right.
This is a team we should be beating. We got to continue to win the games we should be winning.
Right.
Like we said, you know, getting swept by the Nats looked like the best team in the NL
over the weekend.
And then here we come out, we bounce back, and we pummeled those guys.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday, man. You got to hit the reset button, come back out, fresh attitudes. You got guys coming back like Anderson. Now the evaluation of, I believe it's going to be today, of Jazz Chisholm, we're going to have a little better as far as his timeline goes. But look, we still got Marte is still injured. Alfaro.
But what are you going to do? What are you going to do with our outfield? I mean, we got some guys that are playing.
Yeah. Dickerson.
I mean, Marte is going to come back, I'm saying. But I mean, I saw Dickerson make a nice play in the field, and we just got to keep these bats going. But Big Lou, man, I got to tell you, I was like, that guy, we keep waiting for him to have his breakout game. And when he threw out that runner at, was it second or third?
I think it was second.
It's, oh my God, it was such a beautiful throw. I mean, had him by a mile. Like, it was just so great to see. Yeah. Now, did you see the play in the next inning where the Diamondbacks failed to try to throw at our guy at first?
Mm-hmm.
I love those highlights. And it was bad for us because our guy wasn't hustling and he almost got thrown out. And he was a good reminder of baseball. Like, I was like, oh, that's a good, like, that's good Diamondbacks defense. Like, let's catch this guy snoozing. And the reactions from the dugout as they saw what was happening, like, run, run, run. Even the announcer was like, I almost started screaming, run, run.
Right. What a good game.
It made me think of, like, the joy of baseball.
So let's talk about some upcoming guests that we have. Quint Studer is still waiting to hear.
Last night's game got rained out, right?
They were on the road.
Yeah, but it got rained out, right? Yep,
rained out. So I saw tonight will be the actual official
start
opening game, not home opener, but first game of the season for them in Jackson, Mississippi, against the Mississippi Braves. And I don't know, Max Meyer's going to be on the hill, a guy that I think is in our top five, at least top 10 prospects in our farm system.
Did you, before you keep going,
and JJ Bleday and Peyton Burdick?
I got a trivia question for you. And I'm going to ask Denise, the fact checker, too. Do you know what the minor league minimum is per week?
I don't know, $800.
What do you guess?
Nothing.
$400.
Dang!
Look at Denise's face. Now you're
talking about low A. So
doesn't matter. I was interesting. I was thinking about inflation and how everything costs more than it should. It's like to think we're paying
minor league. Wait a minute. That's like less than my bar tab at
$400 a week. I was laughing that.
So wrong.
One of the guys on the announcing team was talking about it. I was on sports radio driving home. I can't remember what channel it was, but the guy was saying he's like, oh my God, 20 years ago, I was getting $400 every 2 weeks. He's like, but that was 25 years ago.
Yeah. Like now what? It's only 25 years later. Oh wow,
they're making
sucks. That sucks. So they have not released. They haven't said who's going to pitch tonight, but it's got to be Pablo. It still says TBD, but it's against Weaver, who's got like a 5 ERA, 1-2 record. Yeah, we need to take another one. We need to come out with the bats warm. I love it when the Marlins get on top early. And that just takes all the pressure off those guys, you know, that are on the mound. and then they can relax and ease into, you know, finding the zone and don't have that pressure.
Well, I just felt like we jumped. We didn't wait for the game to come to us last night. They took charge. They were challenging the pitcher from the very first pitch. Anderson set the tone. And it was funny because at an at bat, like, you know, I'm really enjoying our broadcast team.
Yeah.
You know, they're stuck. They're like us. They're watching it on TV. But it was funny. They were talking about this, the pitch selection the next time Anderson came up. And the guy was saying, like, it's almost like as the hitter, as Anderson, it's like they're not going to throw you a fastball.
No.
Like, you just, like, they're going to, you know, so now, like, it's almost like to your advantage now. Like, it's like there's no way this guy's. So yeah. Now you're looking for stuff on the edges. You're looking for a lot of breaking balls. Like, it's like, you know, you can, you're getting anticipation just because you just showed that guy, like, do not throw me another one. I will put that out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Something interesting about Blyer, the three pitches that were his strikeout pitches were 89 mile an hour sinker, 90 mile an hour mile an hour cutter, and then another sinker about 90, 89.
Yeah.
Those are the pitches that he caught those guys on.
Yeah.
He looked good, man. He looked really good. And I was psyched for him because he's kind of had a bumpy up and down start so far. But look, we got to give another shout out to our bettors, because let's talk about some of the hot dogs they have there. They have the Sabrettes with the casing on it, the nice snap to it. You can get that with, like, I get it every time or try to, mustard, onions, chili, the MOC. Or they've got the Grant Miller dog, which is supposedly, he says it's the jumbo dog.
It's a little tiny
apparently
cocktail wiener.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, yeah, one of those. Or a little smoky.
A little smoky.
Maybe a little smoky. I love those, but I don't know that they'd fit in a full-size hot dog bun very well. They got the Kraut dog. They've got the Chicago dog. They got a bunch of different, the Carter Burris dog.
If you haven't tried the Chicago dog, I've spent a lot of time in Chicago like you.
Yeah.
It is a real...
Legit Chicago dog.
It's a treat to have that. My favorite is, it's so funny. I like just the onion relish mustard. I don't know what they call that one. So good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they got the Carter Burris dog, who is the hero of Columbus. And I still think he's works there as part-time counselor or whatever. Emeritus counselor is chili and then coleslaw on top.
Yep.
Delicious, delicious. So, yeah, shout out to Dave. Thanks for the hot dogs, man. I think one thing we need to add to the bag next time is maybe some napkins, because I've already spilled
and you
already spilled on myself.
One thing I'll say, you know, having picked up, you know, I'm there seeing Ernie picking up, and it's interesting watching everything go on. It reminds me of when you go to a good deli, like one of the reasons the deli is good is everything's fresh, because they're putting out $1,500 subs a day.
Right.
And that's like this. There's everything is when he's doing that chili, it's like they're down, do the chili.
It's just
flying out the door.
It's a machine, dude. Those guys, it's like a little assembly line how they get it done.
And if you haven't been, the other thing that's great about it is it's, you know, it's like they're Boston based family back in the day, but it's like, it reminds me of being in New York where it's just like, it's packed.
Yeah.
The line is out the door. And you're going to have your food in about 5 minutes.
That's right. That's
right. Like you're in and out.
That's already ready. It's ready to go, man.
It's
all they
awesome.
Got to do is assemble.
Yeah, exactly. What do you want?
Yeah, yeah.
Waka.
I think there's like a million. What did he say? Like the other day when he was on the show with me while you were in California, there was over a million. And now didn't he say he had an algorithm guy from UM figure out how many different possible combinations of hot dog.
Yeah,
you could get at Arbiters, and it's over a million. Over a million different.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to bring that. We got to bring that mathematician in here.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to check the math on that.
But hey, he said he hired a prestigious UM math. Yeah, some guy, probably Matt Damon, that was cleaning the freaking the hallways there. The janitor figured it out. There's over 1 million
combos.
That's cool. So let's talk about the cool guests that we got coming up. We're gonna start doing Thirsty Thursday, brought to you by Biscayne.
Shout out Jose Malaya at Biscayne Brewery. Last night, you talk about like living your product. I was talking to him on the phone.
And he was coordinating. At the
well, you know what he was saying? He's like, I got to get off the phone because I'm pulling up. I'm heading to the tap room. You know, which if anyone hasn't been there, that tap
pretty
room.
Pretty cool.
I don't drink beer.
Right.
I don't drink alcohol. And you know, I love hanging out at that tap room.
Oh yeah.
Like it's a blast.
And it's cool because you're so close to the actual ballpark there, even though it's across the the whatever they call that, the concourse there. When you go in there, they've got this giant screen. Yeah.
So it's like the best view of, you know, it not in the game, but a giant screen. And then the other thing too, is it's funny is it is, you taught me this, the best, like when I have to do a phone call, you know, like a judge, playing hooky. I got to get on a Zoom call with a judge. You go out in the balcony there.
Right.
And it's just like beautiful. The wind's blowing. And
you can still look through the glass and see the game. You don't miss out on anything.
That's my secret spot when I got to get.
And the cool thing about it is they got these high tables, and they're all separated, so you know, spread out for social distancing. But once you get your beer and stand there at your table, take your mask off and watch the ball game, and then move. Yep. You know, go back to your seat or whatever. Pretty cool. So we're going to be there Friday, but let's talk about, so Quint Studer, I'm waiting to find out what day he's going to be, but that's a definite yes. That's the owner, majority owner of the Blue Wahoos in Pensacola. Also, Bubba Watson is part of that ownership group. And then I've got Coach Sip Garza, who is one of the coaches for the Lexington Legends, a guy from South Dade. He's the kid that got airlifted after it got hit in the head with a ball. Wow. And I think it took him almost a year to get back to normal. He's got an awesome story. We're still working on Ruthie Polinsky. We'll reach out to Phil Prazen to help us get her on. And then, we're going to start doing Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday, brought to you by Biscayne Bay Brewing.
We're going to watch you.
The only place that you can get that tall boy can is that Lone Depot, the Marlins Lager.
I
posted it several times.
That's what I'm working on. I'm working on a surprise for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Right. I'm working with Jose to make it happen.
All right. So and we got to get him in here to talk about the story of the collaboration with the Marlins, the new beer hall that they built out there.
But he's calling BS. He's like, I'm coming in and doing it. Jose was like, but you guys are coming in. You're doing videos at the place, at the brewery.
We're gonna get you to work.
You're gonna be bringing your mobile, stuff.
And I got the GoPro, dude. We can do everything, man.
We're gonna see how the beer's made.
I get to go to Tommy's to the Bright Tank and just put my.
Tommy's gonna be driving a beer truck around.
Yeah,
delivering the beer.
Forklift, maybe tapping some kegs. There's all kinds of things that can happen. Yeah, I feel like that guy. What was his name? Adam on A Man Versus Food. I'll be able to do everything at the place. They'll put me in different jobs.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. I think Grant Miller is going to put the kibosh on that because you won't come back.
Well, yeah, we'll just do it.
You just stay there.
Afternoon when
I'm staying. Jose, I'm staying here. I'm working for free. You can't fire me if I work for free.
That's right. And I'm so good at it. I mean,
you are good at drinking beer.
Right. And I'm probably not protecting your inventory, but. Quality control, I think that's even more priceless. So there you go. So big game tonight. It's going to be another 6:40 start. Still don't know who it is, but it's got to be.
Is it 6:40 start?
Yeah.
Good.
It's got to be Pablo, man. I don't know who else they could put in that spot against Weaver. So, you know, let's just bring the same intensity that they brought last night. Then we're going to win tonight.
That's awesome.
That's the way I feel about it. Big shout out to Dave Arbetter. We love you.
Yeah, man. Wiener Wednesday. Everyone needs to go to Arbetter's. Make it part of your routine. Kids. Yeah,
pre-game, post-game, whatever it is. And now the Heat are pretty close to going to be in the playoffs. So that's a good, pre-game or after the
Heat. They got crushed by those. I still hate the Dallas Mavericks from back in the LeBron days.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
2007.
They kicked us so bad last night.
Yeah. Well, look, they've only got a few. They've got a few games left.
It's funny because I personal story. I'm there. I watched the end of the game with my daughter. We're happy. I'm like, oh my, the Heat's on. I switch over to the Heat and I let out like an oof. My daughter's like, what happened? And I'm like, look at the score. I mean, we were down like 30 points. The fourth quarter was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, until
it was one of those games where it was like 129 to like 99. You're losing by 25 points, but you also let the other team score like 130 points, right? It's like,
ouch. Yeah. I mean, until playoffs, I can't really be dedicate much to the Heat because it's so intense to just be Marlins on a daily basis. But that's it, man. Let's just flip the M again tonight, buddy.
All right, thank you.
I think I want to say 50. Hit the little arrow on the side there, Denise, down below. There you go. All right, so episode 57, it's in the books. I think my image is for the episode art is Richard Blyer.
Cool.
So
thanks, R. Better.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Denise. Here we go. Flip the M. Go fish. Oh, no. There we go. She's still doing it. There we go.
All right. Thank you.